Yes, good morning once again, and welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. My name is Dodie, and I just want to say I've enjoyed sharing the Word of God with you. Hopefully that you've been encouraged and blessed as we've looked at the Scriptures. And I have found it a blessing to go back through these things, and a challenge for me to see the instructions in God's Word about being content, and also taking the warning of the grumbling and complaining, which would be an enemy of us, that would cause us not to be content. And I'd like to look at something today, the giving of thanks. We briefly touched on that already, but I've looked up some scriptures about giving thanks and how that is a blessing to our Lord. It's also a blessing to us as we learn how to give God thanks for His goodness to us, His kindness. And so I would like to spend a little bit of time just looking at the scriptures here and encouraging you and being encouraged myself as we see the blessing of giving thanks. And I'd like to read several passages from the book of Psalms, and then we'll go into the New Testament and take a look at some scriptures there, and hopefully be encouraged this morning about the giving of thanks. And I'll just begin with Psalm 75. And it says, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare." I'd like you to meditate on that for a moment. You know, here's a passage of scripture that is encouraging us to give thanks to God, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. We can see the works of God all around us. If we'll just open our eyes, we can see God's mighty hand and His graciousness towards mankind and His redemptive plan as we open up our hearts to Him and let Him speak to us. Here we're encouraged to give thanks to God. And then I'll turn to Psalm 95, and I'll just read here in Psalm 95, the first verse says, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods." And you can see here that we want to come into His presence with thanksgiving, that our hearts will be lifted up and thankful towards our Creator. Now I'll just keep on going through here in the book of Psalms. This is Psalm 100. And it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." I'd like to turn now to Psalm 136. I'll read there. And now Psalm 136 is an interesting psalm, and I know that you'll recognize it as I'm reading here. Four different times it starts out, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord." And I'll just read a little bit through here. And it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord," verse 1, "for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever." And he continues on to talk about the mercy of God enduring forever. That's enough to be very, very thankful and giving thanks. Then he closes the psalm with "Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever." We could stop right there and it'd be enough. His mercy endureth forever. God is very merciful, and we need to give thanks to Him. Let's turn now to the New Testament. We'll take a look at some passages here about giving thanks to God. And I'd like to turn us to Ephesians chapter 5, and I'll just read the first four verses. It says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, but as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." You see here where we're being encouraged to forsake those other things. Rather, let's give thanks. Again, life is too short for us to just spend all our time thinking on the negative. Let's give thanks to God. He is worthy of our praise and our thanksgiving of our hearts. So let's be encouraged to do that, the giving of thanks to our Lord. Then I'd like to also read in this same chapter, verse 15. I'll begin in verse 15. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always," this is verse 20, "giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." So here again, giving thanks always for all things. And that's incredible. I know we struggle with that. But here it is, God's Word encouraging us to always give thanks in all things. Now, I know that's a challenge, but let's pray that God will give us grace to do that, to obey the Scriptures here, and really truly give thanks to Him in all things. Now I'll turn to Philippians chapter 4, and I'd like to begin reading in verse 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing," or be anxious for nothing, "but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And here's the beautiful part about that. If we'll obey that and follow through with this, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And then he gives us encouragement there in verse 8 to think on things that are worthy. And I'll let you read that later on. It's a good meditation. But we'll turn our attention now to Colossians chapter 2. And I'd like to read verses 6 and 7. And it says, "As you therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Now, I want you to notice that thanksgiving is not just something we attach on to the end of the day or just every once in a while. He's saying, let it be multiplied in your life. Let your life be abounding, running over with thanksgiving. And this is challenging to me. I want to be able to obey the Scriptures here, because I believe this is truly God-breathed, inspired Word of God here. We're being encouraged to abound with thanksgiving. That means let it just run over, be bubbling out of us each day. And not something that we just tag on at the end or even at the beginning of the day, but all throughout the day. Let us be abounding with thanksgiving. And then I would like to leave you with this thought here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'll be reading from verses 14 to 24. "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men." Verse 16, "Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing." Verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from the appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here's a wonderful thing to end it on. Faithful is he that calleth you, he that calleth you, who also will do it. Now, I thank God. You know, we can look at these scriptures and we can be encouraged by them. But you know, the fact of the matter is, we are not able to muster up and to build up in ourselves to do these things day by day, day in and day out. We fail. But it says here in verse 24, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. He'll do it. He will work a work in us that will bring glory to his name. We won't be able to boast, but we'll be able to glory in the God of our salvation. If you today have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want to encourage you, seek the Lord with all of your heart. Look to him, the God of our salvation. I want to encourage you to cry out to him, read his word, and let him speak to you. Maybe today you've already taken that step and you have surrendered your life to Christ. You have given yourself to God and you've laid down your own life. You've crucified the old man in your flesh. You've let God begin to work in your hearts, in your heart. And I would encourage you, just like I would encourage anybody, and you can encourage me, let's fight the good fight of faith. Keep pressing on towards the mark of the high calling. Let's keep our focus on Jesus Christ. Let's be soldiers of the cross. Let's let God do a work in us that we might show forth the wonderful works of God and what he can do with a man by renewing and changing his heart. This world needs to see Jesus Christ, and here we are, his ambassadors. Let them see Christ. Let them see Jesus in you. There's nothing better we can give to this world but a life that is totally surrendered and committed unto him. You pray for me, I'll pray for you. We need help in this battle, brothers. There's no way we can fight this in our own strength. We need the mercy of God and the strength of God each day. And so I want to encourage you, let's pray one for another. Pray that God would send his people out into this world overflowing with thanksgiving to him. And let this world see a heart that is filled with gratitude unto the Lord, our Maker. May God bless you and keep you, and may he cause his face to shine upon you as you live out your life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I hope to be visiting with you again soon, and may God bless you, and I pray that you would find him faithful, because he is our faithful Creator.